And the first WhatsApp comes in from somebody who's obviously feeling pretty much the same I am about an aspect of what I heard in the news. The WhatsApp says, gee whiz, did I hear on the news that our billionaire president feels sad people are suffering because their means of earning a living has been taken away by government? What is he going to do about it? Just feel sad? Hashtag not good enough. Yeah, I heard that. And all right, so he's admitted that there is no money, but there will be money. There will be money to find. Somehow money will be fine to buy enough vaccines to vaccinate all of us. Don't worry. Trust us in government. We are going to do it. Why should we trust you? Why should we trust you? Why? What reason have you given me? Have you given us to trust you on this? If you can find the money for vaccines, why can't you find the money to help people whose livelihoods have been taken away because of lockdowns and bans on certain industries operating? As debatably valuable as those decisions might have been taken. You're just going to say the bald truth is we have no money and I feel sad about it. I don't know, I feel angry. I really feel angry about it. I was looking at the images of police using water cannons on people who are queuing to try and get their temporary disability grants reinstated at the Belleville SASSA office. Water cannons. On people who are queuing to try and get their disability grants reinstated. Not all of them are elderly, but they are all in a position to have, at one stage in the last year, have been granted a temporary disability grant. Disability. That means that there is some factor in their life, some factor in their physiology, which allows them to temporarily tag the term disabled to themselves. These are not healthy young people like George and Nicola. They're not healthily elderly people like me. They are people who are temporarily disabled. And Lindiwe Zulu is there, the minister, bless her cotton socks, and she is concerned that they are not socially distancing. That concern gets transmitted to police, and people say you must socially distance. If you don't socially distance, we will use the water cannons. And people don't socially distance because they are desperate to get far enough to the front of the queue to be seen by somebody in the even more desperate hope that they will be able to get the roughly 1,800 rand a month that they have been using to get themselves and their families through the past months. Yes, of course they should socially distance. But a much, much, much more important, of course, is that this situation is absolutely the responsibility of the government generally and the Department of Social Development and the Minister Lindiwe Zulu. It is absolutely their responsibility. It is only right towards the end of December that we started to get the first whispers that the temporary disability grant was going to be discontinued and people would have, at this very difficult time, with lots of offices closed or working on minimum staff and so on, that we got the news that people might have to reapply and go through the process before their temporary disability grants could be confirmed or denied. What? Did somebody go back into the office after a drunken, well-fed Christmas and say, oh, goodness me, we've got no money. We've got no money to pay December, January disability grants. Oh, dear. What are we going to do? I've got a good idea. Let's make people reapply. Yes, that's a brilliant idea. Are they really so disengaged from the functioning of their department that they don't realize that the money is going to run out? I mean, even vaguely well-run department ministry would have known that months ago. And they would have spent one of those months ago trying to find the money. Because compassion tells them that to ask disabled people, even temporarily disabled people, to stand in inevitably longer queues than usual and go through this red tape, Stygian nightmare to get their grants reinstated was not a good idea. And if it were the case that no money could be found, then you start the process. You say, okay, the money's going to run out. We're not going to have any money to pay people at the beginning of January. All right. We tried really hard. We worked incredibly hard. We've sat on Treasury's doorstep. We've done this. We've done that. We've done absolutely everything that one could possibly think of doing and then some more. And we don't have any money. I tell you what, let's give people 2 months to go through the process that gets their disability grant reinstated. So that when the 1st of January comes, those people who still are eligible for it can get it. Did they do that? Nope. They didn't. Yet another example of this government, which proclaims to act on behalf of the poor rather than on behalf of anybody else, letting the poor down. Letting them down badly, callously, obscenely. I don't know. I really, you know, I'm so angry I can't even get angry, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I one of the first things that I read this morning that set me on, I really, really do try to maintain some sense of realistic optimism, to try and not focus only on the many negative things that are around us. There are many. I try not to focus only on those. I try to acknowledge them. I try to illuminate them. I try to talk about them in a meaningful and rational way. The degree to which I succeed is not up to me, but I try. But then I also try to keep in mind the many pockets of excellence in the public sector and in the private sector, and about civil society and the good-heartedness of so many South Africans. Civil society, time after time after time, stepping into the breach that government indifference and government inefficiency has caused and picking up the slack. I try to focus on those things, but there are days when I just can't. Today is one of them. The Hawks fleet in Gauteng, the cars that Hawks investigators need to use to do their job, and the Hawks are a very, very important crime-fighting organization. They can't get into those cars because those cars have all got expired licenses. And why are those cars all got expired licenses? Because there are fines dating back to 2015 which haven't been paid. So if a Hawks investigator in Gauteng wants to do their job, they have to use their own car. They can't get into a Hawks car because license disc expired. So that was the first thing today. And then the water cannons against temporarily disabled people queuing up to get the paltry amount of money that government is no longer prepared to give them because we've got no money. That's the bottom line, says our billionaire president, and I'm very sad about that.